listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM. And as always, you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. And we truly thank you for tuning in and supporting your local radio station. I had the opportunity to chat with Kenneth Hill, who is a former mayor for the town of Sutton and president of nonprofit organization Habitation Abordable Sutton, and current mayor, Mr. Robert Benoit, about a social and affordable housing unit project that was officially given the green light to be constructed in the village. So Kenneth, I just wanted to start off by thanking you again so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with me. I really appreciate it. You're the president of the Habitation Abordable Sutton, a nonprofit organization and citizens group that has been working on an affordable housing unit for the village of Sutton, which has officially been announced by the provincial government as of last week. So how long has Habitation Abordable Sutton been working on this project? And why did the group think it was so important to persevere and see this project through?
Habitation Abordable Sutton started 11 years ago. 2 years in the Habitation Abordable mandate, I was on the Louis Donneau's council. I'm a former mayor of Sutton, but I was asked to be on his council as a councillor, which I did, and then I was asked by the committee to start looking for a piece of property because they had just started, you know, getting ready to see what they were going to do. So we eventually found a piece of property. And then from there on, kind of Murphy's Law kind of set in because the piece of property we've found to be able to put the property, the buildings on it was contaminated soil. So we lost a year with that between doing tests and so forth and so forth. And then a little bit thereafter, the Société d'Habitation du Québec had refused our project because there was holdings in council. They said we could send our constituents there rather than here. That was another long debate. And so finally, about 7 years ago, we got back on track and got going. But by the time finding the property and, you know, mounting up the plans, you know, just getting things ready, it just kind of took time. And most of these projects take a long time for nothing. Mr. Legault last year said, it doesn't make sense that we have to wait 12 or 14 years to be able to build a hospital. You know, well, I lived in a sense with bureaucracy and just taking time for a little bit of everything, you know, changing personnel at the provincial level, you know, in their offices. And, you know, so you lose 2-3 months. You send projects in and they take, you know, longer, longer, longer. But all to say that finally last fall, we started getting back on track, really. And by early this spring, I must say, you know, late February, we've got the green light and all the financing all put together to be able to go ahead with the project, which is needed in something like a lot of other small towns. It's two buildings with 18 apartments, and it's targeted for young families with children. So this is what we need, and, you know, like most small towns, but particularly in Sutton, because we're working here, is exactly what's needed. So within the next week or so, we'll start construction, and by the end of this year, we should be ready to receive our families.
Wow, so that quick. That was actually one of my questions, was when is construction starting? But it's starting next week.
It's starting next week. We're right in the middle of all the processes. I've signed the loans and signed the mortgages and signed all the paperwork they needed for the financing of the project last week. The property, which was owned originally by the Anglican Church of Sutton, that had sold it to the municipality, and the municipality has donated it to us. We are the owners of the property. It's on 58 at Main Street South in Sutton, and there'll be two buildings on there, like I said, with a totaling of 18 units. So, yes, it's the construction won't take that long. You know, it's within 6-7 months, which is normal for the construction of buildings, you know. So.
And I remember the last time I spoke with you, because I spoke about this project with you in an interview last year. And I remember one of the challenges that you had was to find a construction company to bid on the project. But did you find, yes. So you finally found someone, finally took the bid?
Yes, and which is happy to say, it's Athena Construction, which is in Denham. So we're having a local MRC contractor that is going to be constructing the buildings. It's really something to be able to, you know, first of all, have it done, but on top of it, have it done by a local contractor. And a lot of the subcontractors are local too. So.
Great. Now, like I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, the provincial government, so the minister responsible for housing, Francéline Duranceau, MNA for Bromissisquoi, Isabelle Charest, and Monsieur François Borandel, who's the Minister of Public Security and Minister responsible for the townships. They announced the official construction of the housing unit. And from my understanding, the project is being financially supported by the Société d'Habitation du Québec and the town of Sutton. Could you please maybe comment on the financial support a bit that's being allocated for the project and what the total expected costs are for the project?
Well, the total construction direct cost of the project is $6.4 million, and the balance up to the government loans, the financing, and the expertise, architects, engineers, and so forth, brings the total project up to about $8 million. Financed totally by a combination of Société d'Habitation du Québec with the program Accès Logis, the municipality of Sutton, and the Municipalité d'Habitation. So there's a mortgage to repay over the next 30 years by the tenants, because we will be going towards a co-op Habitation and not a non-profit organization where the people that are in there are just renting apartments and they'll be part of the project themselves. And the co-op is not so much for them, for the renters. They act like the co-owners. They're not owners, but they're acting the co-habitation or co-op habitation is that the people that will be taking part of living there will be like you're living in your own home with your neighbors, mm-hmm. and you have an active part in making it work and, cutting the cost down, because a lot of the works are usually done in co-op done by themselves, and so you reduce your costs and you reduce your rent too.
Yeah. No, you were speaking a little bit before about how there's going to be about 18 housing units. Are you able to provide yes. a little bit of information as to what you're hoping these affordable housing units will look like? I don't know if you already have like a plan laid out.
Further on this spring, I'll be able to tell you the exact date. We're going to have a public consultation. Well, not a consultation, but a public information meeting. For obviously for people that want to rent the apartments. Out of the 18 apartments, there's 12 that have 2 bedrooms and 6 that have 3 bedrooms. And to accommodate young families for an intensive purposes, because like I said, these units here or these apartments are geared for young families with children. They're not geared for people, say, my age. We already have 2 buildings in town for people that are retired. And what was so much needed in town was looking for apartments and affordable housing for young families, obviously for workers, either working at the ski or working in businesses here in town, for the future.
Yeah, I've spoken with the mayor quite a few times, Mayor Mr. Benoit, yeah. and he spoke to me and he highlighted that how one of its big focuses is trying to attract young families back to the area.
Yeah. Well, this type of housing will certainly help. It's not the end of all, because we are talking about 18 apartments and not 180, but it's a start.
Yeah.
It's a start, and then if other projects can come up down the road, not waiting another 10 years, obviously, but getting the ball rolling for other types of apartments and affordable housing that certainly will meet the needs of the town, and there's no doubt about that. Because over the years, we've lost, I was born and raised here, so ran most of the streets and know most of the apartments that a lot of the houses here had apartments in it, but as they were sold, obviously, to other people, retrofitted and back to single dwelling family homes rather than having a small apartment. So there's at least 50 to 70 that I know that have just gone, and they're not going to come back as apartments. And so in a small town like ours, losing 50 apartments is huge, So there have been apartments that have been built since then, but, not affordable. Most apartments were in older houses, met the needs of the people that were living there. They were not necessarily apartments like we built today, but they were there, and they had a function. But when you lose so many over the years, bit by bit by bit, and then the rents go up on the balance of the apartments, people move away. Our problem is right now is that a lot of our workers live in council or elsewhere, and as soon as they find a comparable job there, they stay there. They don't come back to Sutton. So with this, we're trying to keep the ones we have already here and attract some of them that have left to come back. And some have made the suggestion, look, if there's affordable housing in Sutton, I certainly want to come back.
Yeah. Now, you're mentioning some of the benefits. And my other question was for you is, from my understanding, when I read the announcement, those that do have the opportunity to live in one of these units will benefit from the SHQ, the Société d'Habitation du Québec, their rent supplement program. And then the rest is covered by the SHQ and the town. This is my understanding.
Yeah, well, There is a minimum of 50% of the apartment that can be eligible, depending on your income. Again, just criteria and all that to make sure that it works right, is that you can be eligible for government subsidies to help you pay to reduce the rent and the overall cost of it. And the others, well, it's basically based on the market area. And as a percentage of that, we don't go to the total market area rent. It is a percentage of that to make, because it is affordable housing. So there is standards to follow by the guidelines by the SHQ, which is the Société de Dessalines Québec. You
know. Okay, so depending on the income, some people can get some of their rent supplemented, and then others, it just depends on their annual income.
It's based on your income. It's based. There's a lot of factors, but the basically for coming into these apartments is two things. I mean, you have to be, you know, a couple or a single parent or family, I should say, with children that are at your charge. And at the same time, well, it goes by your income. If you're earning, for example, I'm pulling this figure out, if you're earning $150,000 a year, you're not going to be eligible to come into the place, you know what I mean? Because it's not geared for somebody earning that kind of money. We're talking medium to low income, you know what I mean? Somebody working in one of the retail stores is earning minimum wage, earning up to $20 an hour. If you look at their income, well, then there's a formula calculated, and if you went within the parameters of it, well, you're eligible to, first of all, to live there with your family, and then second of all, if your income based on your income, you may be eligible for subsidies.
Now, you were mentioning before how there's going to be a public consultation coming up soon, yeah, for citizens, just to give information for those who might be interested. One of my questions was, those who are interested, you know, how do they get in touch to, like, do they have to put their name on a list or something? Or is this all going to come after the public consultation?
Well, there's no doubt as soon as the shovel goes into the ground this week or next week, we're going to hear about it, okay? And we are preparing right now, because this is all, you know, all these preparations were done a little bit before all this happened. But now, since everything has been signed the last couple weeks, the committee or the board of directors of OS Habitation Belle-Dame-Saint-Anne are in full mode of getting all this ready. So sometime in, you know, probably the middle of May, we'll have a public information meeting. We'll be able to tell you, inform you, what is a cooperative life? What are the apartments? They'll be able to see the apartments, obviously through a PowerPoint and all that, and be able to give all the information needed for the people that are interested can apply for it. And we're, like I'm repeating myself, but we're geared these apartments with family, with children. Example, you have two children that are 15 years old, you're eligible. They go to school, they go to university at the proper age, and they leave home. Well, you're no longer eligible to continue living there because you don't have any children anymore. I mean, living with you. You know.
Yeah, you don't want to be overwhelmed with people. You want it to be clear as to who's eligible to.
Well, exactly. You know, there might be 150 people applied, and there might be 40 that will be eligible, mm-hmm, because the other 110 are living in subsidized housing elsewhere, or living in apartments, or just not eligible because they're over the age and they don't have any children. So.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Kenneth, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that I may have missed in my...
No, for now it's okay, but as events come up, I can contact you like I'm going to contact you. When we get ready for our public information meeting and so forth, I'll let you know.
Thank you so much again, Kenneth, and if anything pops up, like you said, please feel free to reach out to me.
Yeah, I'll reach out to you.
So Mr. Benoit and nonprofit citizens group Habitation Abordable Sutton has officially succeeded in bringing an affordable housing unit project to life in Sutton with the financial support of the municipality and the provincial government. So as the mayor of Sutton, you must be so proud of their resilience, considering this is something the group has been working on for over a decade now.
Absolutely. We're very proud of it because it's not only a decade. I think it's 12 years, as a matter of fact. So work is going to... I saw that they're starting to mobilize on the site. So I think that's very good news, obviously, after all those years. It is good news because this one is really, it's not only affordable housing, but it's social housing, meaning it's subsidized. And it's largely subsidized for residents, eventually up to not more than 25% of their earnings. So that is very important to have those apartments to be rented or on the market in Sutton.
Yeah. Now, I know that I've spoken to you various times, and it seems like affordable housing is top of mind for the municipality. So seeing this project come through, it's just one step closer to what you envision, from what I'm understanding after speaking with you over the last couple of months.
Absolutely. This is just the first step, as I mentioned in my reactions to this project. This is the first step. This is the social housing part of our strategy. The other strategy is to bring affordable housing, and we've announced that we want to develop the Vieux Verger project, which is probably more in the neighborhood of between 50 and 100 new apartments, affordable apartments on the site. Another project that has been developed for the last 12 years. So hopefully we've decided to buy the land so that we won't be the builder, we won't be the promoter, but we want to sell the land as fast as possible so that that the companies will build affordable houses. So if we take those two projects, I mean, this could be really something that would be a trend for Sutton to close the gap between non-affordable housing and affordable housing.
Yeah, and it also will probably, and it also plays a part in attracting and keeping families in Sutton as well.
Absolutely, this project it's 18 apartments on the affordable housing, and those will be offered first and foremost for Sutton existing Sutton residents. So yes, we want people to remain in Sutton, and we want also to attract new families so that our school, our commercial activities are really going very well.
Well, those are all the questions that I have for you, Mr. Benoit. I just wanted to get a couple of comments from you about the project, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to highlight.
No, I think we're very happy that work is finally starting, because it's been a roller coaster for the last year and a half, I guess. The only thing I want to add is thank not only the people that brought this project to real life, Kenneth Hill and the board members of, but also I want to stress that without the political support of the two ministers we have here, the federal Pascal Saint-Onge and the provincial Isabelle Charest, this project may not have left the ground. So I want to commend them for helping us tremendously to realize this project.
Well, thank you so much again, Mr. Benoit. I won't take up much more of your time.
Thank you
very much. Have a good day.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.